based on the worldwide situation of human rights and the rule of law. Specifically, I will take the study case for the Democratic Republic of Congo, where PIPA, a non-profit organization, is working. With the experience we've had, when we speak of rule of law, we need to look at the fact, who are the people making the laws? Are these people having knowledge of the existing human rights instruments? Because all turns around these aspects. We've had trainings with many judges, many members of parliament, many magistrates in the Democratic Republic of Congo. But we noticed they lack the knowledge of human rights instruments which are existing. So in terms of rule of laws, it's an opportunity possibly we should take into consideration to see how to empower the lawmakers in terms of human rights instruments which are existing. And for instance, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the drug policy which is existing, it's mostly criminalizing the people in the country, is dated from the colonial time, like 1903 time. And this is still in application in the country in this century we are living in. So such circumstances need to be taken into consideration to capacitate the lawmakers, and mostly as well the member of parliament, who are voted and elected, but not knowing the human rights instruments which are existing, mostly the international human rights instruments. On the second point, as some of you may know, the Democratic Republic of Congo and the people of the Democratic Republic of Congo are expecting elections next year. And yesterday, the Electoral Commission has announced that people will register for vote digitally. But that's a great idea. But how will this come right? Where people have no access to internet, or where people have no access to electricity, or where people have nothing to deal. And how do we measure the future? How do we foresee the future mistake or risk that may happen as a topic of today? We need to foresee these risks which may happen during the elections, where the human rights defenders are arrested without any reason because they are pleading for the right of the people. And secondly, we need the Human Rights Commission to take into consideration this aspect, and possibly the international partners who are within this meeting, to take it as an opportunity to tap in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I'll give